This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. Did I hear that right? Did I hear that in Oregon you no longer have to be a resident to commit suicide? Did I hear that right? We are falling really, really fast. I guess Oregon is looking for short-term customers. I can't believe it. Rich, did you hear that?
Actually, Vince, I didn't. I was doing chores during the break, but It doesn't surprise me. Oregon, Washington, California, they've really gone 100% full Nazi. It's quite disturbing.
Yeah, it really is. And, we talked about the men's room. Did you have any reaction to me blasting this woman who was obviously zoned out and not paying attention on the cell phone going right into the men's room with her child in a stroller? Yeah. What would you have done, Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing I would do is I wouldn't be walking around looking at a cell phone. Okay?
Well, no,
you shouldn't carry that thing with you because that's what the powers that be want. They want tracking, they want tracing, they want surveillance, they want control of you.
Yeah.
And that's how they funnel information to make you believe certain narratives. They give you subliminal messaging. This is we've given so much of this, so many of these examples. They use group identity politics. They use professional wordsmithing. They use media propaganda, Hegelian dialectic. This is all what they do. And the more you look at their devices, the more controlled you're gonna get. Because their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology, race baiting. That's what they do. People don't realize that when the power structure rewards mediocrity for their choices, whether it be going into somebody else's restroom or demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you're not empowering yourself, your group, or your country. You're destroying it. You're being insulted, degraded, and disrespected. So we have to realize the psyops behind every move, whether it be, some theater skit at the Oscars, whether it be financial or economic. They all have secondary, tertiary, and way more objectives. And that's why there's no confidence in the system right now, because people are waking up in masses about the education system, academia, the state, the government, medicine, social institutions, Wall Street, rule of law, the big tech. It's all been corrupted with greed and racketeering and the consolidation of power, money, and control. So, in other words, the people who are influencing the rest of us at the top, using totalitarian attacks, they've betrayed the trust of the people. They've corrupted their profession. And we need to just call them out. Look, none of us are perfect. We're all imperfect sinners. We're human. We all make mistakes. But you can't have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Rules, laws, and accountability are strategically positioned, and they are, based on your victim group status or your protectionist group status. Like, for example, with all the evidence from what I've read on Hunter Biden's laptop, the racketeering, the corruption, the sedition, the treason, the pedophilia, all the things that we've read and we've discussed these articles with you, all published in the public domain. If you or I or any one of us listening did one one-millionth of what was proven in this laptop, which the powers that be fought, using your taxpayer dollars, fought for 2 years saying that it was all Russian disinformation, it was all Trump's fault. It was, I mean, how, if we had a dollar for everything that was Trump's fault or Russia's fault, we'd all be billionaires, and we'd be in the who's gal if that was our laptop and we did any one-millionth of what was done. Vince?
No question. No question. I'm in total agreement. And why is Hunter Biden walking around?
Protectionist.
Why isn't he in
status?
Right. Why is, well, I'm a rhetorical question. You would think that anyone who did, well, as you said, a millionth of it would be in the who's gal. No question. It's outrageous. You know, every day I'm more and more stunned at what's happening to us, the little people, and how the big people are just profiting at every turn. Every turn. And I'm just waiting to see if I get a chance to read an article about whack-a-mole, you know, that game where these moles pop up and they get whacked. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get a chance to read about something like that happening in our future. I have to read between the lines. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Well, I'll tell you, things are not going to get easier. They're going to get a lot tougher. And Fauci just admitted that. And he indicated that restrictions will return, whether it be more masks, more forced inoculations, more lockdowns. This is what they need to do. When people wake up, they need to change the narrative. And I'm just going to rip through as many articles and information as possible here, folks, because I'm looking at the time and I'm running out of it. Dr. David Martin, we are allowing human organisms to become bioweapon factories. Basically, what he's talking about, the people who have been vaxxed, the shedding, the transmission, the sickness that they're getting, the deaths. And we have to look at the VAERS data. Remember, the Harvard study, only 1% at best is really being reported. We got to remember that the PCR tests are all fake and phony. There's no legitimate test that shows, that even identifies COVID versus influenza and pneumonia. It's all this is manufactured. And when you hear studies, they need to be double-blinded. They need to be randomized. They need to be peer-reviewed. They need to be openly debated. If they are not any of those things and more, they are selling you a narrative. Like, you know, the VAERS data, here's another article. VAERS records overwhelming adverse events from COVID-19 vaccines in the first 2 months of 2022. Overwhelming when they report 1%. Can you imagine if they were reporting real data? Next, Israel's COVID-19 cases surge 83.1% of vaccinated infection rates to the highest level in a month. Look, vaccinated, folks. I'm blue in the face. I'm out of breath mentioning this. Next, Dr. Benjamin Marble says Fauci is the greatest mass murderer in history. Next, cruise ship with passengers and crew members docks in San Francisco after COVID outbreak. Do you know what the common denominator is? They're all fully vaccinated. Come on, folks. We don't make up. These are all published articles in the public domain. And we also have to realize, let me go into a little sidebar here. Go to USAWatchdog.com and look at Dr. Elizabeth Eade's last interview with Greg Hunter. And she says that when doctors test, they need to check the CD4 and CD8 counts and use the D-dimer test. We've talked about this before, but this is just a little reminder. And on Diamond and Silk, Dr. Brian Artist, extremely intelligent man, really knows his stuff. He talks about the vaccinations. He talks a lot about parasites. But the vaccinations' ability to destroy our ability to fight cancer. He talks about city or municipal water. and I've heard Stu Peters talk about this and a bunch of other people, where the CDC might be coming into doing testing and something different. We all have to stop. We have to eliminate city and municipal water from our diets. And I'm reading more and more about this every day. And Dr. Artis even mentioned he got some information recently where 100 million wildlife, like white-tailed deer, he mentioned this by example, has been infected with mRNA bioweapons paid by Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. I am paraphrasing, close to quoting. This is very disturbing, folks. That means that if you want to be self-sufficient, you want to live off the land, the powers that be are infecting our wildlife and our clean food. This is very, very disturbing. This goes to where, and who, if is this done by, you know, certain people out in the woods or helicopters shooting them with mRNA? Is it done in the feed or is it done via geoengineering, like Vince was alluding to at the beginning of the class? Just asking. Next, young associate medical director of the Dr. Fauci of Louisville, Kentucky, dies suddenly and unexpectedly. You hear about dying suddenly and unexpectedly and all these, you know, generic nameless adverbs and verbs, and we all know what this is. Or maybe did this young medical director, was he willing to speak up and be a whistleblower and something happened to him? Don't know, just asking. Next, spike protein and mRNA vaccines, one of the most bioactive and damaging substances known to mankind. Next, trending frontline doctor, millions will get AIDS. That's right, AIDS, immune deficiency disorder syndrome, from COVID vax by the fall. I believe Dr. Eves was another one of the people talking about this. Folks, this is very disturbing. What happens when your immune system crashes and burns? That means you can die from a cold. Next, Russia accuses Hunter Biden, the CDC, and George Soros Foundation of funding Pentagon's biological program in Ukraine. I want you to think about these articles I'm mentioning right now. U.S.-led biolab construction in Ukraine was started by Barack Obama. Folks, I want you to think about what I just said here. Again, published articles in the public domain, and no one is getting arrested. This is very disturbing. Okay, I got to move on here. Time. Next, U.S. Senate expert witness testimony states that there are 410,000 unexplained deaths in America. Next, New Zealand, Massey's University queer fat studies lecturer and fictitious feminist dies suddenly in her sleep at 42. We don't need to fill in those blanks, do we, folks? Now, keep in mind, this is why they always use terms like fat shaming, because they want you to lower the bars of standards and expectations. What happens? I've given many an article that shows that, what was it, an increase of 40% or something like that of people dying who are obese with indirectly related health consequences because they're fat. This is why they don't want you to go to the gym. It's all about lowering the bars of standards. Here we go again. Heart attack rates are skyrocketing. The media is blaming everything other than COVID vaccines. Do you remember, I think it was last week or the week before, I mentioned an article of the propaganda where the officials at sports games are blowing whistles and people, athletes are dying and people in the stands are dying of heart attacks because they're scared of the whistles. That's how stupid they think you are, folks. We'll be right back.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, and Rich, you mentioned double blind study. So, class, a double blind study is when the experiment, when the experimenter and the one experimented on don't know who's. Let me say it a different way. It's when experiments are conducted when neither the participant nor the experimenter knows who is receiving the treatment. Let's say it that way.
You can call it the word guinea pig, too.
Yeah, and what that does is it prevents bias by the experimenter. And dying suddenly and unexpectedly, I mentioned blackleg, as Rich said during the beginning of today's class, and that's a cattle disease that takes out and kills the young and healthy cows and calves, the young and healthy. Think about that in relationship to what happens with the jab. And here at GCN, we have free speech. USA Prepares is able to participate in the realm of free speech because GCN lets us. And the word fat, Rich used the word fat. My question to you, does the mainstream media use the word fat? Do they say fat? Do they use the word fat? Is fat in their vocabulary? Think about that. I've just used it a bunch of times, the word fat. That's because we participate in free speech right here at USA Prepares, broadcasting via GCN. You may want to consider visiting SaveGCN.com, 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 because we are under attack from those who don't want us to use words like the stolen election, the kill shot, the word fat, and pretty much everything else we talk about, including the origins that of bioweapons. emanating from the United States in other countries so that there is plausible deniability that we were involved. Because if you think about it, why has the United States not bombed to smithereens China for what they've unleashed on the world? Why? Because we were involved in it. Rich, back to you.
Well, thanks, Vince. And I got to tell you, I used the word fat because it was actually in the article. Massey University's Queer Fat Studies Lecturer. It's actually Dies Suddenly and Sleep. It's actually the title of the article. So I actually use what was the title of the article. All right, going back to more information, folks. I know this isn't glamorous. I know this isn't fun, but I try to give as many bullet points as I possibly can, folks, because of time. Illinois education standards calls for 8-year-old children to be taught about masturbation and transgenderism. You've heard my comments on that, especially suicide rates and so many cover-ups of people who have transitioned, and they are saying how dangerous it is, and that information is being censored from the public in so many cases. And UK data reveal that vaccinated people have the highest numbers of COVID cases and deaths. We all know that. This is why I talk about practice what you preach laws, folks, because they're using management by fear. Okay, if we had practice what you preach laws, look at all the people that we've mentioned who are exempt from the jab, exempt from liability. That includes Congress, their staff, the CDC, the FDA, the White House, even U.S. Postal Service workers, Health and Human Services employees, millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants, millions of Chinese exchange students, Big Pharma, especially their upper management. Look, there's a very long list of people who want you to take this who are not practicing what they preach. And they're not losing their jobs like the rest of the people are. So we need to bring in practice what you preach laws, because these people use your tax dollars to manufacture your perception of their self-importance. And what they're really doing is preserving their own self-preservation and constantly coming up with plausible deniability and liability immunity schemes for themselves. Okay, I got to move on here, folks. I'm going to go more into general news here. Mike Lindell drops 88-page forensic report showing conclusive evidence of manipulated voter files from Mesa, California. That's thank God because of heroes like, her last name is Tina Peters. That's who it is. Tina Peters, I believe that's her name. But he has proved that these machines have been manipulated, and he talks about vote hashes and timestamps and how the fact checkers basically use no technology to refute their argument. Next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced the largest tax hike in history as part of a $5.8 trillion budget request. The president made a renewed push on Monday for congressional Democrats to overhaul the nation's tax code and dramatically raise rates on corporations and ultra-wealthy Americans. The new budget will start in October. Ukraine President Zelensky, via translator, announces he wants a face-to-face meeting with Putin to sort out the war.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said. And he continued, "This is the most important point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall."
Teams from both countries are meeting in Turkey today with the hopes of reaching an agreement on peace. March Madness men's basketball is down to the Final Four. Villanova faces Kansas, and University of North Carolina goes against Duke. Both games are on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United Nations Chief Secretary General Antonio Guterres has launched an initiative to immediately explore a humanitarian ceasefire in Ukraine in order to allow the delivery of desperately needed aid and pave the way for serious political negotiations to end the month-long war. It should be noted the 193-member UN General Assembly has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities in Ukraine twice, on March 2nd and March 24th, without any positive results. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York on Newsmax last night, saying the scramble by Biden administration officials to clarify President Biden's recent remarks about the Russian invasion of Ukraine shows the existence of a shadow government running the country instead of Biden.
You know, when Putin was planning to invade months ago, troops were massing on the Ukrainian border and he did nothing. We could have done something. He lifted the mandatory sanctions on building Nord Stream 2. He shut off our energy independence. And then we got to the gas just on a brief visit, a few day visit in Poland. Glad that he's putting the NATO allies together. It's something he has to do. But this was on the heels of another gaffe-tastic Kamala Harris visit by the vice president where she, you know, was turning, when they asked her about inflation and she decided to turn that over to the Polish president instead of realizing that question was for her. So, you know, we have incompetence on almost every level here. And that's why you're seeing this so-called, as you refer to it, as the people behind the scenes. It looks like a shadow government of people that are actually running our government in Washington.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. I know there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
I wonder if today is hot.
Keep your God here.
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, if you want to look into the PEMF device, the one that I use, you can go to a search engine, type in Norm Shealy, N-O-R-M space Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y space P-E-M-F. And you can find it. And then if you decide that you want to buy one, it's on sale right now. If you want to buy one, you can use the coupon code VINNY200, V-I-N-N-Y-200, and you'll save $200. And, you know, I'm just warning, class, are you still friends with people who voted for and support the current regime? Are you still friends with them? I'm not. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Okay, I'm going to move on to more articles, folks, because we're down to about half an hour of the class left. True the Vote finds 107 ballot trafficking suspects in Wisconsin. Wisconsin visited the ballot drop boxes over 2,000 times in the prior 2 weeks of the vote. Next, True the Vote Wisconsin Assembly hearing 7% of ballots cast at ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin in 2020, over 137,000 of them were trafficked. Maricopa County supervisors refused to attend meetings after Arizona State Senate issues new 2020 election subpoena. I heard that they might be changing their mind from what I read this morning, but we'll see what happens there. And next, Pennsylvania Supreme Court prevents Senate audit of Dominion voting machines in that state. So much for free and fair elections, folks. When you hear anything from official authorities or and experts, whether it be judges like the Supreme Court, whether it be states, legislatures or senators, whether it be the DAs, the county clerks, you got to look at who is bought and paid for. I mean, look at all these. We have given thousands of articles of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. Thousands. And Mike Lindell literally has the receipts. And nothing is being done. It's really sad, and it really delegitimizes our country. When people don't do their jobs, and you get a job based on what group hyphen or pronoun you will have, in or your protectionist group status. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, Joe Biden, what do all these people have in common? Their sons are on boards in one of the most corrupt countries in the world, which is Ukraine. What is being hidden? Look at the articles that we have given, all published articles in the public domain. This is what these people do. The people, just like the Cuomos, just like Liz Cheney, just like Chris Wallace, just like Anderson Cooper, they're all born on third base. And they have no accountability. And they're the ones making all the money, mostly illegitimately, and nothing happens to them, despite all the evidence, like the laptop. Nothing is, if this was any one of us, we'd be in jail forever. All right, I'm going to move on to more general news. Biden just destroyed the petrodollar, and Russia just told us that the ruble is backed by gold and Bitcoin. I want you to think about that, folks. We are supposed to be the petrodollar, the world reserve currency. So as more and more people see that Biden has not been legitimately voted in, and he is a resident that's installed, and more countries see his lack of strength and legitimacy, more and more countries are going to be going to other forms of commerce, and whatever you can see the lack of confidence in all fiat currencies. But Russia, basically, what Putin just said here, Russia is being offered a plan B for their people, where we don't get a plan B because Russia is going to be using gold and Bitcoin now, as well as the ruble. You see, when back in the day, when Kissinger made a deal with Saudi Arabia for us to be the petrodollar, everybody was trading oil using our dollar, Federal Reserve note. No more. It's going less and less every day. So we won't be the petrodollar. In other words, we won't be the world reserve currency. In other words, we're going to lose 40% of purchasing power overnight. Okay, I got to move on here, folks. Trending, General Flynn says Putin is derailing the New World Order. I want you to think about, with all the bioweapons labs and the articles that the independent media, including ourselves, have given to you, all the money laundering evidence, do you think the powers that be wants World War III to cover up their crimes? You think? Next, nobody believes I was talking down on Putin. That's basically a quote from Joe Biden. He's walking back. All these people are walking back all the things that they're saying right now. Nobody believes anything. EU approves creation of European military force. So basically, you people join the EU military force, you're basically not fighting for your country, you're going to be fighting for the cover-up of elite crimes and the consolidation of power, money, and control. Congratulations.
Can you give that quote again from the plagiarist about Putin?
Nobody believes I was talking. Nobody believes I was talking about taking down Putin.
Huh.
So basically.
Really? Everybody believes that. Everybody believes that.
I know.
That's what he's telling you.
He's backtracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what they're doing on COVID, on the inoculation, on all this stuff. Everybody's backtracking to create plausible deniability. Look, nothing is real. It's all about selling the narrative. When I say it's all propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting, I have proved it 1,000 times. Just like all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, they're all BS. It's all about, because I've given myself, and I'm not trying to brag here, I've given thousands of examples, Vince, you can agree to this, over the 11 years I've been on your program, I've given thousands of examples to show that the rich are getting richer, that the redistribution of wealth is literally going from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. It's all these words, equality, fairness, this is basically a tool to delegitimize work. It's a tool to make people feel entitled to play the victim group status card. It's a tool to make people demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on their group and not hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. That's what they need. That's why I connect all these dots. We're literally giving free lunch to the elite and paying them to do it. And that's why value is almost eliminated in America, because so many people have not earned their job. Okay, I got to move on here. BBC corrects article calling women assigned female at birth instead of women. Folks, it's all professional wordsmithing. It's all to get divide. They don't care. Certain people think they care about your group over others. They don't. Like all this derogatory talk about white males. Who do you think the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Carnegies, Kissinger, Soros, Gates, Bezos, they're all pasty white people, and they're mostly men. We got to get our heads out of our butts. They don't care about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. I've been saying this for over a decade, and I've proved it with data, with economic data, with math, with money, with opportunity. It's all BS. You got to get this left-right paradigm out of your head. We call out the rhinos on the right and the neocons on the right all the time. It's the aristocracy consolidating power, money, and control against the serfs. And if they had their way, it would be 99-1. But they're attacking the bottom 93%, which is the poor and the middle class, to eliminate all options of survival. So we fight against each other. So they create race war. That's what they want. They want infighting. They want chaos. Like, here's an article right here. New York City's black health chief says that whites are just birthing people, but blacks and Puerto Ricans are real mothers. It's all to divide and conquer. There's no other strategy behind this, because it sounds like fifth graders talking. These people are literally so stupid they're told what to say. There's no credibility or qualifications behind these people talking. None. Zero. Okay, I got to move on. Next, Kamala Harris snapped at Joe Biden for making her border czar accuse Biden's, quote, white inner circle of looking down on her. It's about divide and conquer strategy. It's about getting the message out to the people. So there's certain useful idiots that think that the system is trying to stick up for them. No, they're not. It's not even close. It's all theater. It's all acting. It's all fake and phony. Next, Bloomberg-owned billionaire. Owned Bloomberg tells Americans to deal with Bidenflation by eating lentils and allowing your pets to die. And BBC said the same thing. Next, Croatian politician says Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau is acting like a dictator of the worst kind to his face. Everybody, the whole world knows this. This man was arresting people, just like Biden's done, for J6, and literally confiscating people's money out of the banks. This is the same. All these people are Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Alinsky, Marx, Communist Manifesto, Frankfurt School graduates. All these people, like Trudeau, the World Economic Forum literally used these people's names and bragged on how they own Trudeau and half of the Canadian cabinet. For those of you, my brothers and sisters, listening in Canada, don't you notice that once the vote goes from the East Coast and hits Ontario, it's over? Don't you notice that? Don't you think maybe a solution would be to split Canada in half into two different countries? Everything from Manitoba west, start your own country. If you want freedom, if you want liberty, you got to think of ideas and have public forums and discuss decentralization. All right, I got to move on here. Germany conducts mass raids over online insults against elected officials. You see, this is Hitler, Stalin type stuff, Lenin type stuff. That's exactly what this is. Germany is back under Hitler. Think about this. They're literally eliminating free speech in front of their eyes. Okay, I got to move on here. I've been on a list. Joe Biden calls on a list of pre-approved reporters after NATO summit. And I think he wasn't supposed to say that part, that quiet part out loud. But this goes to show it's all a game. Remember Donna Brazile gave the questions to Hillary Clinton for the debate against Donald Trump? And she finally admitted it? Nothing happened. There's no accountability for these people. None. Zip. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you're fat, you can fix that. And all you have to do is eat better. Eat some fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Avoid excessive carbohydrates. Get some exercise. Burn more calories. And you can lose that excess weight. Then you can live longer and stay in the fight longer. Rich?
Well, yeah, it's about building your immune system. That's what, weight-bearing exercises do, besides the other benefits that I mentioned earlier. Okay, I'm going to mention, because of time, I threw out a lot of articles. I'm just going to go through about a dozen more here real quick. Maryland and Georgia suspend gas taxes and other states to follow in an effort to hide Biden's inflation. I'll tell you, if gas taxes, property taxes should be totally suspended for years. We should not have to pay our state taxes and our federal taxes because they're just printing money anyway. They're just trying to basically starve the people by taking our taxes. Next, insane wokeness. British hospital said female patient could not possibly have been raped because the attacker was transgender. You can't make up this kind of stupid, folks. Next, sex offender thanks Biden nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson for only a three-month prison sentence. We've talked about that a little bit, and we can talk about it for hours, but I don't have the time. Next, prepare to freeze. Leftist legislatures are pushing bills to prohibit heating new and renovated homes with oil or gas. You better be gazillionaires. Next, video. Chuck Grassley reveals financial links between the Chinese Communist Party and Hunter and James Biden on the Senate floor. And, oh, and don't forget the 10% going to the big guy. Look, our whole system, our whole government is incapacitated. It's corrupt. It's illegitimate, folks. Next, emails from Hunter Biden laptop proved he helped secure millions in funding for U.S. contractors in Ukraine specializing in deadly pathogen research. I want you to think about this, folks, and remember some of those names, some of the sons of some of those elite people who are working in Ukraine, and you have to ask yourself, what are they doing there? I think we know what they're doing there. Next, top Maine Democrat arrested for child pornography. Are you kidding me? Top Maine Democrat, he's probably going to be just like Cuomo. He's probably going to be a presidential candidate soon. Next, Kavanaugh joins SCOTUS Libs, setting stage for Biden to expel unvaxxed SEALs from Navy. Kavanaugh, you have been the biggest cowardly, treasonous disappointment possibly in Supreme Court turncoat deep stater Bill Barr yelled at President Trump, yelled at him about concerns with Hunter Biden's laptop and did nothing. See, this is what happens when you're a coward, when you're a traitor, when you're an American sellout, okay? Words, names like Barr and the family name of Barr is going to be known as the new Benedict Arnold. Next, federal judge slams Biden corrupt DOJ for having two standards in persecuting January 6th defendants versus left-wing rioters. Absolutely. We have multiple sets of rules, laws, and accountability and standards and qualifications for everybody depending on what group you're in. It's pathetic. America has turned into a delegitimized laugh. Next, DOJ spied on Project Veritas for 12 months before legal raids. 12 months! Folks, look, this is why we need to talk about solutions. This is why every parking lot, every restaurant, every sidewalk, every time you're pumping gas, Americans need to have conversations about being Americans, not about your group, not about your hyphen, not about your pronoun. We have to bring back the rule of law. We have to bring back due process. We have to stop enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and government organizations in our country with liability immunity, which directly contributes to wealth inequality. We are literally eliminating value of every agency and organization and NGO in America and the Western world. There's no more value. Everything's been sold to the highest bidder or blackmail. Vince, we have only a few seconds left. I'm going to give you the last word, buddy. And again, thank you again for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right. Vince?
Rich, when you were growing up, did you hear the expression, his name is Mud? And that mud is spelled M-U-D-D. Did you ever hear that expression?
Of course.
Okay. Well, Dr. Samuel Mudd is the guy that allegedly conspired with John Wilkes Booth to assassinate a president. And that was Abraham Lincoln. And so when people want to disparage another person and compare him to someone who is pretty evil, like an assassin, they would say his name's Mudd. And that's kind of what you were talking about. So there are a whole bunch of people whose names happen to be Mudd by association in our treasonous government. Rich, your thoughts?
Well, you said it very lightly, in my opinion, but you're 100% correct.
Yeah. Rich, thank you so much for being with us, sharing your thoughts and your extensive research and hours of preparation. You'll never get it back. Thank you for doing so. Class will be with you tomorrow.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.